Sarah and Bill of Hopkinton took a snow day Monday to celebrate Valentine's Day early. Their first stop, to pick up some hot chocolate in downtown Manchester, grab lunch, and then a slight change of plans.
Thought we'd do something different, but it's freezing out here. It wasn't such a great idea.
Instead, the couple of nearly 27 years headed right to the movies to warm up. But 73-year-old Bill Nicolatis says he likes the snowy weather. So much so, he walked nearly 2 miles from the west side to downtown Manchester to do a little shopping.
Beautiful day.
Anyways, beautiful day.
Do you think so?
I think it's so nice. I'm going to Van Otis to get my wife some Valentine's chocolates for tomorrow, because I may not be able to do it tomorrow, so I got to do it now.
Nicolatis was not the only one picking up some last-minute Valentine's Day presents. Richard Tangalawi, who owns Dancing Lion Chocolate on Elm Street, says he saw quite a few customers come in Monday. But Lowy says regardless of the holiday, winter storms tend to draw in a lot of customers seeking some warmth.
A bowl of hot drinking chocolate is just one of the most essentially happy, feel-good things in the world on a winter day. And it just warms your hands, and you get all the beautiful, you know, fragrances, and you drink and relax, and it's just as good as it gets.
Not everyone, though, in the Queen City was trying to escape the cold. 8-year-old Derek Sheckman and his dad, Brian, drove up from Massachusetts to get in some skiing at McIntyre Ski Mountain. With high winds, Derek and Brian were one of only 30 people on the slopes, but that didn't faze them.
Is it a bit chilly?
Not really with all this warm.
You're dressed for it, yeah.
Is this better than being in school?
Yeah, much better. School is really stressful.
School's what?
Stressful. It tires me out.
Skiing doesn't, though?
Nope, doesn't at all.
And with some ski mountains in New Hampshire getting as much as 40 inches of snow over the past week, a lot of resorts are already gearing up for another busy weekend. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.